After the proclamation of those profound and intimidating words and the strict rules of the doctrines handed down from heaven, we also add this at the end when we're about to baptize, directing them to say, "I believe in the resurrection of the dead," and on this faith we are baptized. For after we've confessed this along with the rest, we are finally allowed to enter the waters of those sacred streams. Therefore, Paul reminded them, if there's no resurrection, why are you baptized for the dead? That is, the dead bodies. Because you are baptized with this in mind, the resurrection of your dead body, believing that it no longer stays dead. You indeed mention a resurrection of the dead in your words, but the priest physically symbolizes what you have believed and confessed in words. When you believe without a sign, the priest gives you the sign too. When you've done your part, God provides full assurance. How and in what way? Through the water. For being baptized and submerged and then emerging is a symbol of walking into Hades and returning. This is why Paul refers to baptism as a burial, saying, "Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death." Through this, he makes the upcoming resurrection of our bodies more believable. For erasing sins is far more significant than raising a body. Christ himself affirmed this, saying, "Which is easier, to say, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Get up and walk'? The former is more difficult," he says, "but since you disbelieve this as it's unseen and consider the simpler action, the demonstration of my power, to be harder, I won't hesitate to provide this proof." Then he says to the paralyzed person, "Get up, take your mat, and go home."